Few before him, and even fewer after, would so eloquently voice the social concerns of his generation. Through his lyrics and peace-loving activism, John Lennon became more than a mere entertainer. He became an icon, a cult figure whose fans hung on his every word. The music of Lennon and his famed Beatles would form the soundtrack to a cultural revolution throughout the 60s. After the band's breakup in 1970, Lennon remained in the public eye as a successful solo act and vocal social activist, before finally retreating to his quiet life as a house husband in 1975. But in 1980, he would reemerge with a new album and a new passion for recording. He was returning from the studio when the unthinkable happened.
John Lennon was brought to the emergency room shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival.
Dr. Stephen Lynn of New York City's Roosevelt Hospital making the announcement that musician, composer, and former Beatle John Lennon is dead. Lennon was shot to death outside his New York apartment around 11 o'clock Eastern Time.
There were numerous wounds that entered the heart and the large vessels within the chest, causing a massive blood loss that could not be repaired or restored.
Dr. Lynn says Lennon suffered at least 7 gunshot wounds. Lennon was ambushed as he and his wife Yoko Ono were returning home from a recording session, allegedly by Hawaii native David Chapman.
Mr. Chapman came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lennon, as he arrived at that doorway. And then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
As news of John Lennon's murder broke, airwaves around the world were filled with his music. Millions of Americans were seated comfortably in front of their televisions watching the New England Patriots battle the Miami Dolphins on ABC Television's Monday Night Football when commentator Howard Cosell interrupted the play-by-play with the tragic news.
In case the folks missed the earlier news flash, ABC News has confirmed that John Lennon, a member of the famed Beatles, maybe the best-known member, was shot twice in the back outside of his apartment building in the west side of New York tonight, rushed to the Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. An unspeakable tragedy. Details on Nightline 30 minutes after the end of this contest.
Lennon was fatally shot by a disturbed fan named Mark David Chapman, who just hours before had received Lennon's autograph on an album cover. The assassination had the style and twisted motive of a political assassination. And to his millions of fans, the impact felt the same. But this time, the target was not a powerful policymaker, but a simple musician with a yearning for peace.